Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 77 of the Scottish History Podcast. My name is Owen Innes and this week we are going to be heading off to the Slate Peninsula on the Isle of Skye. So join me for episode number 77 as I take you on a little trip down Slate Peninsula. So now we're moving on to the Slate Peninsula, which is spelled S-L-E-A-T, but is pronounced as Slate, which is likely the other part of Skye that you would arrive onto, as it is here where we have the ferry terminal of Armadale, which you would arrive at from Malig on the mainland. I'm very familiar with the ferry from Malig to Armadale and vice versa, as this has been a journey I've been doing at least once a week for my job as a tour guide, of course. Not going to lie, though, the first time in my life that I've ever felt seasick was just about 3 weeks ago when I was travelling from Armadale to Malig. That sea was pretty damn rough, folks. Anyways, the name Slate originates from Old Norse, as of course much of the place names on Skye and the other islands. It means smooth or even, which when you look at the landscape of Slate in comparison to the rest of the Isle of Skye, makes sense as there's no mountains here. And overall, Slate is pretty flat. The land here is also quite fertile in comparison to the rest of Skye, and the peninsula is around 13 miles or 21 kilometres in length. Slate is also referred to as the Garden of Skye. So if we start off with Armadale, the name Armadale once again comes from Old Norse meaning elongated valley. The main features of Armadale, besides the ferry terminal, are the Armadale Castle and Gardens and the Gaelic College, which is Sobel Morstag. The Armadale Castle was the former home and seat of the Clan MacDonald of Slate. The first building that was built here was a mansion house in 1790, but in 1815 a baronial-style castle, which is not defensive in nature but more for show, was built next to the house. This was designed by a man called James Gillespie Graham, who is also responsible for designing St Andrew's Cathedral in Glasgow, as well as St Mary's Cathedral and the Highland Tolbooth Church in Edinburgh. In 1855, however, a fire destroyed much of the old mansion house and some further additions were made to the buildings in 1858. The MacDonalds of Slate abandoned the property in 1925 and the place, unfortunately, fell into ruin. The property is now owned by the Clan Donald Lands Trust, who bought it as well as its 20,000-acre estate in 1971. The Clan Donald Lands Trust now operate the property as a museum and keep the gardens kept well as a tourist attraction. Also at the property is the Museum of the Isles, which tells the story from the point of view of the Clan Donald. Now next up is Sobal Morstag, meaning the Great Barn of Orstag, which is the Gaelic College of Skye. The complex can be seen from Malig on the mainland and is the largest Gaelic-speaking college in Scotland. There is a sister college, however, located on the island of Islay called the Islay Columba Centre. The college is an independent partner of the University of the Highlands and Islands. It all started in 1972 when financier and Gaelic activist Ian Noble bought the northern portion of the Slate estate from Godfrey MacDonald, who was the 8th Baron of the MacDonalds of Slate. Now, Ian Noble was also involved in the foundation of the Gaelic Whiskies, which is ran from the nearby Hotel Éilean Éireann at Isle Ornsey. Now, Isle Ornsey is just the English translation of Éilean Éireann, and this was a very popular tourist spot in the 17th and 18th centuries. In 1820, the pier at Isle Ornsey was built to house a large fleet of herring fishing boats and also accommodated steamships that were travelling via the Crinan Canal from Glasgow to the island. Isle Ornsey became that popular for tourists that in 1820 it was the proud owner of Skye's first ever public toilet. However, as visitor numbers started to decline by the mid-19th century due to the rise in popularity of railway holidays over travelling by steamer, people travelling to Isle Ornsey and Éilean Éireann began to decline. Now, the Hotel Éilean Éireann is a great place to stop off and spend some time during the day, as it is usually quiet but is also available, of course, to stay at the hotel. They run whisky tastings of Ian Noble's blended Gaelic whiskies, but they also make gin on site as well. Now, when you're looking out from the hotel, you will see the lighthouse of Éilean Éireann, so it makes this place a very idyllic and amazing place for photographers. Now, a dream of Ian Noble's was also to open and establish his own whisky distillery on Skye. But unfortunately, he passed away in 2010, and when he passed away, he had not realised his dream. Instead, the land that he had earmarked was bought by Mossburn Distilleries, and in 2014, the building work began on Torrabeg Distillery, providing its first whisky 7 years later in 2021. Now, after tasting Torrabeg whisky myself, I would liken it to a very young tasting Talisker whisky. Talisker, of course, being the other distillery on Skye. Nothing so redeeming about it yet, but I would imagine that as Torrabeg whisky gets older, it will develop eventually some more character. Now, once again, folks, this is a very short episode. I understand it's taken me, what, 3-4 weeks in order to write this. It's just been so busy at work. I'm literally about to leave right now to head off on a 3-day tour to Skye. So I'll be probably posting up some pictures, and maybe I'll do a couple of little videos and things for the social medias. So on the social medias, you can follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So Facebook is facebook.com/ScotHistoryPod. And for Twitter and Instagram, it is @ScotHistoryPod. If you want to email me, I'm aware I've got quite a lot of emails to get through at this moment in time, but if you want to email me for any reason, please feel free to do so on scotthistorypod@gmail.com, alternatively through my website, which is scotthistorypod.com. Thank you so very much to all of the new Patreons that I've received recently. Again, I'm really, really sorry about the lack of episode recently, but again, if I was to try and explain how busy I've been, it would be an understatement. So thank you very much to those people who are supporting the podcast. If you would like to do that, you can also do that via patreon.com/ScotHistoryPod. So once again, folks, it's been great getting another episode out to you, and I will have another episode out to you as soon as I possibly can as we continue our little road trip around the Isle of Skye. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again next time.